Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Minutes on the timer, and the topic is male grooming.
I don't groom. I mean, I do groom to a certain degree.
Of course you groom.
So
I've seen you. You're a very well-groomed man.
I'm not. I have a haircut, and I get my beard done at hairdressers, or a barber's, right? And I trim my pubes, trim my balls, and that is it. Other than like a wash, I put like some nice aftershave on if I'm going out, and I think that's it. Like I do look at some men and think, you're overgroomed. Like people that shave, I get it. Like black men, like with afro hair, because their hair is suited to having really sharp lines, and it looks great, and their beards look great. But there are some men out there that are just overgroomed. Eyebrows being plucked is a no. Like for me, and I've talked to my missus about this, and she's like, "Nah, it's too much. Like overgrooming is too much." What about you? What? Because I sense that there's something coming here, Windy. That you're, because you put this forward, which I didn't think you would, but I have. I've seen pictures of you, I'm. You know, you take care of your body.
Oh, it's fun. It's so funny hearing you talk and say you don't groom and listen to your grooming regime, which
no, but, I think is... No, but that isn't, mine isn't a grooming regime. That's something that most men do. Like, I don't want when I pull my pants down that to see like a bush with a helmet pointing out at the end of it. So I trim down there and keep that tight. But, you know, it's
like... You've just reminded me of something from my past, which I'll tell you now. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not a very hairy man. I've spoken about this before in the podcast, probably in the puberty episode, I imagine. But I do have, for some reason, quite a lot of pubes. Like, so very little body hair, and then, like... a lot. And one of my friends once saw my bush and said that it reminded him of Simon Amstel's head.
Yeah.
You know how Simon Amstel had that really sort of
I can imagine
voluptuous
so you got to a point where you'd left it to grow significantly, like
I think I was probably about 18 at the time, and I probably hadn't realized that I needed to do something about it. Obviously now I do. Now yeah. So I've got a set of clippers which I use as a beard trimmer, but it also has another attachment for body hair, and I use that to do my pubic region, nice and short, which is helpful because I don't have a massive appendage, so removing the surrounding forest is definitely helpful to make things look a bit more prominent.
See, me and the lads think you've got an absolute wand. We think, like, out of all of us, you're like carrying the big one, the piece.
So I had a conversation about this with our mutual friend John Bass.
Oh yeah,
it was actually when we were at the we were watching Spurs in the Champions League final, and we'd had a few beers, and John and I came to the conclusion that we probably got penises of a similar size, but because I'm very slim and small, and he's absolutely massive. The same size penis would look huge on me and tiny on him.
It's all relative, isn't it? And that's unfortunate for John Bass, because he is a big man, and he's I'd say he's got a certain, like, a gut, but not, like, he's not obese or anything, but he's got a gut.
He's solid. He's solid.
And this is a man who runs and stuff, but he's just, like, he carries it well. John Bass is a man that's supposed to be the size he is, and there's no denying it. You've got to embrace it.
100%.
And it's easily, like, he's a nice guy, John, but he's easily my favourite thing about him is how big he is. And you're right, like when he's about to, you know, woo a lady in the bedroom, like, what is she expecting? Like, what, in terms of grooming, he's got to give himself the best chance by just getting rid of everything. Like, what, have you ever done that?
Yeah,
have you ever just gone, like, completely off, everything gone?
I have. I call it the plucked chicken look. It's not an attractive look at all. You can definitely go too short. It's not for me. It was a regret. Luckily, it doesn't take long to grow back. But I like my balls to be hairless.
Hairless?
Not up for debate. They have to be hairless.
And how do you get them to be? Because you can't. It's not because obviously the way the they're constructed is that it's quite difficult to shave them bald. What do you do?
Yes. Yeah. You have to pull the skin quite taut. If you're using a razor, any nicks in there, they bleed heavily. So you've got to be very careful.
Yeah. Is it worth it? So does the payoff of having completely bald balls, is it worth the risk of nicking them? Why don't you just cut them down so that you got there like maybe half a centimeter each? Is that not
so
on?
I'm pretty expert now after probably 15 years of doing this. So the risk is low. So I successfully managed to shave my balls, you know, every time. I have used Veet before.
This is
Veet.
It melts off the hair, is it?
Burns it's like it? A cream.
Yeah,
it's like a cream that you.
It doesn't smell very pleasant.
Put over your. It doesn't smell very nice. No, it doesn't. It smells sort of. Yeah, I don't know how to describe
eggy?
It. Sort of slightly chemically, but in a a little bit eggy. It's not a very nice smell at all. So you. And the thing is with Veet is on the back of the packet, it says something like, leave for 3 to 5 minutes, which is really unhelpful because is it 3 or is it 5? Or is it 4? And it makes a massive difference, let me tell you.
Go on then. What does a 3-minute Veet look like?
A 3-minute Veet is great. I'm going to have to repeat the Veet. A 5-minute Veet is, holy shit, my whole undercarriage is stinging.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, not good.
So, can I ask, Quinty, who is this for? Who are you doing this for? And I know you've got a lovely lady, but you've been doing this for 15 years. This is for you, isn't it? This is to make you feel better. This is not about... What is it for?
Yeah, I think it's mainly for me. I mean, it must make things much more pleasant for her. I've never actually asked her. But it must make things much more pleasant.
Have you never said to you, Windy, have you ever had hair on your balls?
No, she hasn't actually. She probably will now. She's heard this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for me. It's. I've got into a habit of doing it, and I don't like how things appear without doing it.
How often are you having to? How often do you do this, by the way?
At least once a week.
It's amazing. And how old are you going to go keep doing this into? Like, when will it be like, I don't...
The other day.
Are you going to be like 75 and still shaving your balls?
I guess it depends on at what point it becomes physically uncomfortable to do it. Like, the angle you have to be at to do it might actually like hurt my back, so I might just give up.
So on that,
maybe I'll start going to a grooming parlor.
On that, how what is the angle you do it? Tell me about your body posture as you're shaving your balls.
So my legs are slightly apart. I like to have, I'm still in the shower. My legs are slightly apart. I'm leaning forward, and I'm holding everything up tightly towards me. So there's a slight tension in my lower back.
Wonderful.
That's the ideal position. I mean, ideally you'd have some mirrors in there as well, but they're going to get steamy. It's not worth the hassle. But I mean, I do my beard once or twice a week. I just like it to be neat. I like it to be well maintained and looked after. And particularly my moustache, which grows at a much faster rate than the rest of my beard, so that I have to keep on top of that. And keep it trim. You mentioned plucking eyebrows.
Mm.
So I don't pluck my eyebrows, but I do have in each eyebrow one or two hairs which grow excessively long, bizarrely.
Yeah,
so I have to keep on top of them.
Yeah, that's aging as men. That's aging. I have that. You know, yeah. Like, do you remember who's the actor? He's a famous actor, British actor. His signature look was he had these huge eyebrows. He's dead now. I can't remember his name. Fuck, it doesn't matter.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember who it was that had them. But absolutely, yeah.
And as you get older, as you get older, yeah, if you don't trim them, they just sprouse out. I get my missus to cut mine or pluck them because it's too
especially,
much.
Yeah, so I've got a little nasal hair trimmer, which is pretty good. And you can also use that on the ears and eyebrows.
So I don't like using those up your nose. You're supposed to have hairs up your nose. Like getting rid of them all.
I don't like it when they poke out though.
Well, I understand that. No one wants it to poke out. No one wants that. Like my dad's, you see my dad's now, he doesn't notice. You notice less as you get older, you give less of a shit. But he's sometimes got a little fucking little forest coming out and we have to pluck him out. Like we just grab hold of him, just pull him out. He's like, oh, fuck off, what are you doing? Yeah, so have you ever shaved your chest? Have you got any chest hair?
Very little chest hair. So I do shave it because there's so little and it just looks stupid if I don't shave it.
How little are you saying?
Like, I mean, you can count them. You can probably count them. Yeah, yeah, I'd say maybe I've got 30 chest hairs.
I've got 30 chest hairs. Yeah. How do you wish you had a hairy chest?
Not really, no. I would look weird with a hairy chest.
Our friend Alex,
not having it.
Our friend Alex shaves his chest. I used to, you know, back in, I don't know why, there was a little period of when I was on, I was sort of between relationships, if you like, where I shaved my chest a couple of times, but I don't know why I did it. I cannot think of a reason why I did it. I'm quite pleased with my hairy chest. Mrs. likes it, so it's, she likes to run her fingers through it. Not even in a sexual way. It's just like we're on beyond the sofa and she just likes it.
So what about haircuts? What's your haircut like? Like, do you go to any barbers or the same barbers?
Mikey's Barbers in Devizes. Quality they
Shout
are.
Shout out Mikey.
Shout out Mikey's Barbers. Anyone in Devizes who's listening to this who needs a haircut, go and see Mikey. Good bunch of lads in there. Obviously struggling because of the COVID stuff, but they've done everything the right way, screens up everything. Obviously, it's closed down now during lockdown as we record. But yeah, so kit around here and probably around everywhere, fades. Kids have fades. And I think they're so used to hearing it that when I go in there and say, can I just have a short back and sides? Because that's what I like. I like a number one on the sides and then I'll leave it long and swoop it over or whatever. But they inadvertently always do a fade, like without thinking. I think it's become like autonomous. They're so used to asking for fades and it takes longer. And I don't think at close to 40 as I am, that fades look good on me. And every time I come out with a fade, and it's all right, the haircut lasts longer and it looks good. It's just I feel a bit self-conscious with it. But yeah, short back and sides, long on top. I've actually, during the first lockdown, I grew my hair for a long time. I don't know if you ever know me. I've had hair down to below my shoulders before.
Wow.
Yeah, growing it really long.
I've not seen you with that.
So
when I started losing my hair, I started having to go to like a proper hairdresser. I used to go just to wherever, you know, cheap and easy, whatever. But when it started going, I was like, okay, I need someone to actually sculpt this now to make this.
Make the best of it.
Make the best of it. And also to ask them, like, what can I do to make this situation better? So I went to Tony and Guy. This is probably 8 years ago now.
Yeah.
I hated it. I mean, I loved my hairdresser. She still cuts my hair now. She doesn't work for them anymore, but she comes around and cuts my hair. She's great, Natalie. But I hated the process of going to Tony and Guy so much. I hated you get a hair wash beforehand and it's just awkward. You're in an uncomfortable position and they're like, constantly checking if the temperature's okay, if the pressure's okay. They give you a weird head massage at the end.
So talking too much physical contact.
talking too much. It's all like, what do you talk to them about? They're often really, really young, and it just feels me, a sort of nearly middle-aged man, talking to an 18-year-old girl who's washing my hair, just feels weird. And then they like towel dry your hair so it's still wet and leave it at like a strange shape, and then just plonk you in the middle of the salon with loads of other customers walking past. And you know, as someone who's got very thin hair now, and your hair is like
self-conscious,
basically all the bald patches are showing, and you're like an idiot, and what? There's always people coming past.
What, I can't remember, I haven't seen you in person for such a long time, Windy, but at what point do you think, all right, it's got to go, shave it all off?
I would do it tomorrow, but I don't think my other half would be too happy if I did. I think she likes me having some hair.
Well, so hang on. So she's going to want to see you as a like a monk or a as like my granddad did, who had hair just on the sides and around the back and then just bald on top. Like,
I don't think she'd want that.
I want that though. I want that. I want to see you like that. I'd love that, Windy. Just rock it. Just own it, Windy. Own it.
Maybe I will.
Just let it go on top and just on the sides. And I'm going to say the same for Case, who's our mate who's bald. And the same for Spooky and the same for Alex. If all of you do it, it could become a trend.
Amazing. Yeah. They're my favorite. The fighting cock monks. And our 15 minutes are up.